Welcome to today's episode of the Podcasting Resources Guide. I'm Polly, your host, and today we're exploring lavalier microphones with a special focus on the Shure Mic 2 kit. Joining us is Jürgen Bearkessel, the founder of Polymash. We recently added a review of the Shure Mic to the Podcasting Resources Guide website, but in this episode, we are not diving deep into a product review. Instead, we will discuss the broader applications and value of lavalier mics in podcasting and beyond. Welcome, Jürgen.
Thank you, Polly. It's great to be here to chat about one of the essential tools in any podcaster's or content creator's kit.
Let's start with the basics. Can you start by explaining what lavalier mics are and what the use cases are for podcasters?
Absolutely, Polly. Lavalier mics are incredibly useful due to their size and the freedom they offer. They clip onto your clothing, allowing podcasters to record hands-free. This is perfect for scenarios where mobility or multitasking is necessary, such as during interviews, outdoor recordings, or even narrative podcasts where movement is part of the storytelling.
You mentioned mobility, which brings us to an interesting point about the different types of wireless lavalier systems. Could you elaborate on the distinctions between the systems where the lav mic connects to a belt pack and those where the mic itself acts as a transmitter?
Well, traditionally, wireless lavalier systems include a small microphone that connects via a wire to a transmitter, usually worn on a belt or in a pocket. This setup is discreet. The mic can be almost invisible and the wire is easily concealed. These systems are reliable and have been the standard for professional audio capture.
And how do these compare to the newer systems where the lavalier is the transmitter?
The newer systems integrate the transmitter directly into the microphone unit, which makes the entire device slightly bulkier, often resembling a brooch. The advantage here is simplicity. There's no separate pack to wear, which streamlines setup and use. However, this can make the mic more visible, which might not be ideal for video podcasts or situations where visual discretion is important.
Given these differences, what should podcasters consider when choosing between these types of lavalier systems?
Podcasters should consider their specific needs. If the visual aspect isn't a concern and ease of use is paramount, the all-in-one designs offer convenience and reduce the hassle of wires. On the other hand, if they're recording video or need the microphone to be invisible, traditional systems with a separate transmitter might be better. Additionally, the recording environment matters. For dynamic settings or when moving a lot, having a compact all-in-one system might reduce the risk of handling noise or disconnections.
That makes sense. Could you share some specific use cases where one system might be preferred over the other?
Absolutely. For podcasters who do a lot of field interviews or attend lots of conferences, the traditional system with a belt pack is often preferred. It's reliable, and the separate components often mean better battery life and range. For podcasters who maybe do more solo shows or narrative formats, where they move around a set or interact with their environment, the integrated transmitter systems offer simplicity and quick setup, which can be a huge advantage.
Jürgen, let's talk about the Shure Mic 2 kit. It stands out with its higher price point. What makes this specific model worth the investment for podcasters?
That's a great question, Polly. The Shure Mic 2 kit is indeed on the higher end of the price spectrum for lavalier mics. The key here is the exceptional audio quality it provides. For podcasters, audio clarity and richness can significantly enhance the listener's experience. This system offers dual-channel recording, which is perfect for interviews or co-hosted sessions, and it connects seamlessly with a variety of devices, including smartphones and DSLRs.
So, in terms of environments like noisy streets or windy outdoor settings, how does this mic perform?
The Move mic is built for challenging environments. Its design minimizes background noise and handles wind well, which is crucial for maintaining quality audio outside the studio. Also, it's waterproof. When you compare this to a less expensive lavalier system, you might find that the audio from a sub-$100 mic can be more susceptible to environmental interferences, making the extra investment worthwhile for those who regularly record in varied conditions.
What are some questions podcasters should consider when evaluating whether a high-end lavalier system like the Move mic is right for them?
Well, from my perspective, perhaps podcasters should ask themselves these questions about lavaliers. Frequency. How often will I use this microphone? Is using a lavalier setup a frequent activity? Consider your recording environments. Where do I plan to record most often? Do I need a lavalier microphone that can handle a wide range of environments, including indoor and outdoor settings? Ask yourself about your quality expectations. What level of audio quality do my recordings require? Am I producing the type of on-the-go content where superior sound is non-negotiable? Or am I recording in inherently noisy street and other environments, and I just need something good enough, since this is likely to be a secondary microphone investment? Device compatibility. What devices will I connect this microphone to? Do I need something that can easily integrate with both mobile devices and professional cameras? Or is recording wirelessly direct to my phone the only scenario I need? And finally, visual aesthetics. Will I use this mic for video podcasts or visual content? Do I need something discreet that won't distract from the visual presentation? Or can I live with a little high-tech brooch pinned to my lapel? For the fashion conscious or people with loose clothing, these things can look quite odd. In the end, for podcasters who require top-notch audio quality across a variety of recording situations, investing in a system like the Shure Move Mic 2 kit might make sense. For others, understanding these key questions can guide them to a more suited, perhaps less expensive option that meets their needs effectively.
Jorgen, we've explored the Shure Move Mic 2 kit, a high-end lavalier system. Let's discuss some alternative options across different price ranges. Can you break down some alternatives for us?
Sure, Polly. Let's start with the mid-range options, which offer a good balance between cost and quality. A popular choice here is the Rode Wireless Go 2. Priced around $300, it's versatile enough for both podcasters and videographers who need reliable audio on the move. It features dual-channel recording, and the units themselves are compact and straightforward to use.
What about a slightly more affordable mid-range option?
Another good mid-range system is the Saramonic Blink 500B2, which you can find for about $250. It's designed for various content creation, like interviews and YouTube videos. I've used this for course video creation and on-screen interviews. The kit includes two transmitters with built-in mics and a dual-channel receiver, emphasizing portability and ease of use. While the audio quality is quite good, it doesn't quite match the Shure in handling ambient noise.
Moving to budget-friendly options, what can you tell us about those?
For those on a tighter budget, here are two choices on Amazon I like. The Boya BYW M4 Pro is a solid choice, priced right at around $100. It's particularly suitable for beginners or educational content creators who are looking to step up from built-in microphone audio without breaking the bank. The system is straightforward, but it's best used in relatively quiet environments as it may not handle noise as well as higher-end models.
Is there another budget option you'd recommend?
Yes, the Fifine K037B is another budget system, also under $100. It's great for simple podcast setups or basic video production where you need to mic multiple people. While it's very cost-effective, users should be aware that it has a limited range and the overall build might not withstand heavy use.
How should podcasters decide which system to go for?
It really comes down to balancing your budget with your needs. High-end systems like the Shure provide top-notch audio quality and are robust in various recording situations, making them a great choice for professionals. Mid-range systems are suitable for those who need reliable quality but may not have the budget for luxury models. Budget options. while limited in features and durability, can still significantly enhance audio quality compared to built-in mics.
Thanks for that overview, Jürgen. Hopefully we helped our listeners understand the variety of lavalier systems available and what might work best for their specific podcasting needs.
My pleasure, Polly. Finding the right lavalier microphone is fun, and I hope this discussion helps our listeners find the perfect fit for their projects.
Thank you for joining us today. If you found this discussion helpful and would like to hear more insights on podcasting tools and strategies, please consider subscribing to our podcast at podcastingresourcesguide.com/podcast. We appreciate your support. Until next time.